Now,
what if I'm dead serious?
Now, Greg, you have been moved. A lot of people thought you were demoted, but it was actually promoted. You're sort of doing a whole new gig on CBS, but
a lot of people are stupid. Don't forget that.
When you look at college basketball and when you look at next season, what are sort of some storylines that you think are going to sort of take over through the season? Is a big storyline Florida's attempt at repeating?
No, I think that's just kind of but to me the bigger storyline, I mean, yeah, it's a big one. I'm not going to say it's not, but to me the bigger storyline is all the great freshmen in college basketball.
Yes.
And how good are they going to make some challengers to Florida? Ohio State, for example, Greg Oden is healthy by, say, January, maybe early February at the latest. How good are they going to be? How good is North Carolina going to be with that sick? I mean, that is a sick freshman class North Carolina has. How good is Duke going to be? They've got three or four freshmen. How good is Georgia Tech going to be with just two great freshmen joining a pretty stacked roster? Final Four this year is going to be in Atlanta, and it would be stupid, and I'm not stupid. I'm close, but I'm not to say that Georgia Tech, which went like, 12-17 last year or whatever, is going to go to the Final Four 1 year later. But, you know, about 4 years ago, they did something similar, under 500 in the Final Four. This year, the Final Four is in Atlanta, and they've got two great freshmen. So anyway, I think that all these great freshmen, a lot of whom would be in the NBA right now if they were allowed to enter the draft, couldn't, so they're now in college. So now let's see what this great high school recruiting class does to the college class of 06-07.